This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, June 1st. Well, cattle markets going to be under some pressure today as the grain markets are sharply higher. We don't have much support coming from the cash market as well. Last week, cash trade was pretty much steady with where we've been the last couple months, in fact, where we saw the cash trade right around 120 and the dress trade around 191. Box beef starting to see some mixed trade. The choice was still up 99 cents on Friday at 331, but select was down 320 at 301. So the spread jumped 419. We're sitting at 3007, which is its highest in several weeks. Load out was just at 80 loads. The slaughter rate for as of Friday was 595,000 head. That was 4,000 more than a week ago and up about 150,000 from a year ago. Feeder cattle index was down 45 cents at 136.12. So basically the bottom line is it's all about weather in the grain space. Got intense heat and dryness across the northern plains. In fact, they've been in a drought since last summer, and that is spreading into the northern Midwest. They've had some light rains over the last few weeks, but the next 10 days looks like it's going to be a real scorcher. We're going to see 100 degree temperatures across the northern plains. Obviously, that's not only going to stress crops, but it's going to stress pasture. And I would expect that you're going to see another round of herd liquidation, cattle coming off of pasture as we, you know, take into account what the decline in pasture conditions will be from this stress. So unfortunately, it's just it looks like this drought situation, as we see far too often across the northern plains, is really getting entrenched early in the year, and it's just not budging. Now, there are forecasts for rain in, you know, 2 weeks out, but that's a long time away for an accurate forecast. So for now, we're going to see the grain market sharply higher. My guess is they'll come up and test the highs from early May. And corn market, of course, is going to have a direct impact on feeder cattle. So we're going to see quite a bit of pressure in feeders. And then, of course, with the pasture conditions declining, you're probably going to see even more pressure on feeders as you see another round of cattle coming into the auction yards. At the same time, normally this would be at least somewhat supportive to the deferred live cattle as you see, very expensive feeding costs. But I would expect live cattle to see some pressure today too, just in general liquidation. But we also had JBS, the largest meat packer, experience a cyber attack. So they're going to have to, they're saying that they have shut down or slowed down operations in some areas, but obviously that's a very negative development. Them trying to figure out what their situation is and get back online. So here we are. You know, it's about weather in the grain space. That's not bullish for cattle. In fact, it's going to be pretty bearish for feeders. And then you've got the drought over a significant area of cattle country. This is a tough situation, and I think it's just going to create a significant amount of liquidation in the cattle complex, whereas the grain markets look like they're off to the races for this summer. And it just depends on if the rains come or not. And that's, I think, at least for the next 10 days, it looks like it's going to be a real scorcher. So prepare for another leg down in cattle. We've talked about this, kind of looked for that to come anyway, and likely that would take us into July for the summer lows, maybe stretch into August, but I would expect that you're going to see quite a bit more pressure that at least tests the lows that we saw here early in May, at least test those lows, and I would say you could be well on your way to taking them out. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.